MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.
Now, despite persistent challenges, including cash flow, economic conditions and funding, South African small and medium enterprises entered the year with an encouraging sense of optimism. That's according to the latest SME Confidence Index conducted by Business Partners Limited. However, confidence has declined across all indicators. SME confidence in South Africa's labor laws supporting business growth declined, while confidence in government efforts to foster SME development increased somewhat. We speak to David Morobe, Executive General Manager of Impact Investing at Business Partners Limited, for more on this. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Mr. Morobe. Let's start with a brief description of how the research was put together.
Yeah, no, we do the SME Confidence Index quarterly, and it's our way of gauging the buoyancy of SME sector as a whole, and also to understand the key social and economic issues that affect our SMEs in South Africa. And it's always for us very important to share with the ecosystem about what these challenges are, because maybe that can shape the environment and make it conducive for our SMEs to thrive.
What are some of the challenges? Is it the most commonly known, more so access to funding?
With every confidence index that we undertake, the issue of access to funding always comes up. The issue of cash flow, unfortunately, always comes up. But there are other aspects also that, you know, they would like to have a decrease in crime and corruption. Recently, as you pointed out in your introduction, that there has been some volatility in both the fiscal and political space, which affected them. And these are the challenges that seem to show much more prominently in quarter one.
And many SMEs, according to the report, showed that they are being impacted by rand volatility. What are the biggest risks here and how are they coping?
Look, for issues that make business in general comfortable, it's a stable macroeconomic environment that underpins a positive system, sentiment. Now the rand volatility, the shifting international trade dynamics, as well as delays that they experienced during the national budget approvals, only serve to feed into an increasingly unpredictable operating environment. And that's so about 37.5% of our SMEs reporting being directly impacted by that rand's volatility in early 2025. It seems to have stabilized a bit at the moment, but it's an issue, particularly for those SMEs that are either importing some equipment or exporting some of the goods and services that has impacted them quite materially.
When we look beyond fiscal uncertainty, what other key challenges, rather, are SMEs flagging?
Well, as I've mentioned earlier on, the issue of funding remains important. The issue of cash flow always repeats itself. And the issue here that we must emphasize is that we need policy consistency by the SMEs. They've highlighted it as quite important for them to thrive. So it's important then that we should have as an overarching goal to get all the key players engaged in supporting businesses to create an environment where SMEs can be able to grow. What's important to emphasize is that government alone cannot solve all the challenges that we face, particularly the unemployment crisis. It requires a collaborative effort between private and public sectors, because if we have that sustainable business environment, we've got a stronger chance of creating jobs that can feed our families with so many people, especially our youth, remaining unemployed.
Some big businesses are complaining about overregulation in South Africa. And so is this something that we are finding with small businesses when it comes to regulation? Do they meet some of these hurdles?
Look, regulatory burden remains a challenge. It's one thing that has also come back to us in all the confidence index surveys that we have conducted. I think we need to make sure that we ease, especially for the SMEs, like, for instance, the labor environment. Some of these can be quite easier for big business to handle. They've got the wherewithal to be able to respond to some of these heavier regulatory burden. But you can also take it over to a number of aspects of dealing with municipalities, most of which have been identified as being quite dysfunctional. So if those issues are not being addressed, our SMEs remain very, very challenged. And we can also go as far as making sure that all the authorities ensure that the regime, that public sector in particular, and some private sector entities, make sure that they pay SMEs on time. So that broad spectrum for me, I cover it within the regulatory burden that SMEs tend to face, including big business.
Fair enough. Thank you very much, sir, for your time this morning. David Morobe is Executive General Manager of Impact Investing at Business Partners Limited. And that report by PwC, in fact, Mr. Brown did an interview on that a couple of days ago. I think it was last week, if not the week before. And you can access it on the MoneyWeb website, or you can actually visit PwC's website on that report on connectivity in South Africa and taking a look at network service providers. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more certainty to navigate volatile market conditions. We're live every weekday morning on the MoneyWeb website and app at 6:30 a.m. and podcast just after 7 a.m. A big thank you to the team, Eddie, Nobuhle and Nicole. And of course, this week we were joined by Sibusiso and Ms. Mosehla, as well as Mr. Thulane. A big thank you to you for putting up with me and for listening. A big thank you to our guests for their time. Mr. Brown, sir, thank you very much for trusting me with your baby. My name is Duduzile Ramela. This is MoneyWeb Now. Mr. Brown is back with you on Monday, 29 September. Have yourselves a magic weekend ahead. Bahaichu, bulagio.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.
Listen to the live stream of MoneyWeb Now at the same time every weekday. For more business, finance, and investment news, MoneyWeb Now on the money. Also available on podcast.